mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Already into hour number three. Just a plethora of important news and information coming up in this hour. And we have loaded phone lines. We'll be taking your phone calls. Jeff and Kevin and Tim are on Obishu, Brian and many others. The websites are Infowars.com and Infowars.net, updated daily for you, many times, multiple times daily. Continuing with kind of this compilation article that Steve Watson wrote, kind of bringing together some of the other articles he's written, some of the articles I've written, some of the articles Paul has written. Scheer was intimately involved, that's the head of the London Underground, with Giuliani and the crisis management on 9/11. Giuliani himself was in London on the 7th of July after traveling down from Yorkshire. Giuliani was also, coincidentally, only yards from Liverpool Street Station when the bombs went off, and later that day went on several TV networks saying that the crisis management teams, Peter Power's team, seemed like they were expecting the bombings to take place. We played that clip here, by the way. Giuliani has met several times with government and police officials in London since 9/11. CIA connections. The web of deceit extends further and the connections deeper when you take a look at the background of the Commissioner of Transport for London, Bob Kelly. Kelly also has connections with Giuliani. Just this whole crowd of people. During his time as president and CEO of the New York City Partnership, the city's leading business and civic organization, Kelly came into contact with Giuliani regularly and was even backed by Giuliani as a candidate for city schools chancellor. Kelly was also a member of Giuliani's mayoral task force on tax reduction and restructuring. In 99, the two were also connected through New York City's deputy mayor for economic development and rebuilding after 9/11, Daniel Doctoroff, whom Kelly introduced to Giuliani. Kelly was also an advisory to the mayor's office on traffic management in New York, suggesting eliminating toll booths and just adding transponders on every car license plate. That way motorists would automatically be charged every time they rode on a heavily traveled bridge or tunnel or even a highway or major street during a time of peak usage. Early in his career, Kelly was tapped by the CIA, quickly became manager of intelligence operations and then executive assistant to the director. Kelly served under Richard Helms, who was also appointed CIA director after JFK was taken out. Helms was the only director to have been convicted of lying to Congress over the CIA undercover activities and served time in prison. He was heavily involved in the cover-up of MKUltra project as his executive assistant. This means Kelly was also intimately involved. Kelly is also intimately a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. We should be asking ourselves, why is the CIA activist a high member of the establishment in charge of London's transportation network and the London Underground? The establishment have their mitts all over this latest stage atrocity. You can carry out the research and carry on probing deeper into the rabbit hole, and you always come across the same elite figures and organizations hiding in every darkened nook and cranny. It's a certainty that as the weeks and months go by, more and more questions and connections will emerge. Stay tuned. But will people be paying attention? Will people be staying tuned? Or will they just kind of hear the TV on in the background? Oh, they got video of the bombers. They did it. Give up all your rights. We'll come back and get into some other really important news I haven't even gotten to yet or mentioned yet. And then we'll go to your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. It is Monday, the 18th day of July, 2005. We got 55 minutes left before us, so stay with us.
Thank you. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139 or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa. So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to plunge into the news here for a few minutes, then we're going to go straight to your phone calls that are never boring, that are always interesting, and really take us in directions that I would never go in or would never think to go in. So I like that added randomness to it, that freedom of free speech. But this weekend, I really was just feeling humble. I mean, we all tend to, in life, be haughty and arrogant and aggressive. And there's something to be said for being aggressive. That way you don't get pushed around. But at the same time, I was just thinking about how transitory life is. The longer you live, the more people you're going to know who die. And a couple weeks ago, about a week and a half ago, I went and to the memorial service of a family friend, another family friend. That's like four family friends that have died in the last 8-9 months. And, you know, here was this person who I knew in life, who was a great guy, a funny guy, a friendly person, a lot of hospitality. I'd stayed at his place many times. And here he was, dead. Dead in front of me, the life that had gone out of him. Life is so short and so precious and so majestic and so beautiful. and so wonderful. And I just wanted to say that I'm thankful, and that despite all the ugliness, and despite all the bad things and the rotten things and the stinking things that are in the world, there is so much goodness. There is so much beauty. There is so much love. There is just such richness. And literally, I guess it's just part of growing up, but I remember 5-10 years ago, if I was stuck in traffic, I would get really mad. And now, even if I'm late going somewhere, I don't get angry because I can look at birds, I can look at trees, I can look at the sky, I can look at a train rolling past, I can, you know, look over next to me and see a happy family, you know, in their car, and I can imagine what their daily lives are like. Or, let's be quite honest, I can look at a beautiful woman, even though I'm married. I mean, I'm not perfect. I'm sure my wife looks at, you know, good-looking men. I can go, why? She's quite beautiful, though I try not to lust. You know, my point is that I just see thunderclouds and a sunset, and I just drink in the beauty, and I just commune with God. I just feel the life force. I don't know how to explain it. And frankly, that's what makes me get so angry, because it is because I love life. It is because I love beauty. It is because I love decency and wholesomeness that I am so threatened and so angry at the New World Order. Because they are spoiled, inbred creatures who don't have a conscience, because if they did have a conscience, they couldn't do the things they do. In fact, it's not just that they're sociopathic, they're psychopathic. All the evidence shows they ritualistically do the same stuff over and over again. They revel in just wanton destruction. They revel in hurting innocents. Why do you think Satanists like to kill children? They hate the innocence. They hate the beauty. They hate the purity. They want to defile it. They think it gives them strength to do wicked things. They think that it, you know, makes them strong in the dark side, as the Emperor tells Anakin in Revenge of the Sith, you know, go to the temple, kill all the children, only then will you be strong enough in the dark side, you know, to use a popular culture analogy. And it just tears my heart out. I mean, I know what a threat the New World Order is. I mean, I got articles here where, should there be health labels on all fast foods because of the sugar and fat to warn you that it's dangerous? Why we put labels on beer and tobacco, on alcohol and tobacco, why not? Now, again, it sounds reasonable, but the next step is going to be taxation and regulation of those items. And you're going, Alex, what does that have to do with do as thou wilt? That is the whole of the law, and the New World Order only caring about itself and exercising raw power, just mercilessly killing innocents. Well, I was going to get into how the globalists openly know that sodium and other forms of fluoride are deadly poisonous, cause cancers, leukemia, bone cancer, retardation, just you name it. They know aspartame is an excitotoxin and brain damages and is highly addictive. That's why they put it in the drinks in 9,000 foods. So people are all aware of this, so they come out and say, no, we're not going to put it on the label warning you about aspartame or fluoride. No, we're not going to warn you about MSG, how deadly it is. We're not going to warn you. No, we're going to warn you about sugar. See, we're going to put a warning on saccharin, which isn't even bad for you. but we're not going to put a warning on aspartame. See, they're masters at giving you the false choice or diverting you. By the way, when did they put the labels on saccharin? In the early 1980s when they approved aspartame. They wanted to scare you away from saccharin, which does give rats cancer, but fatty, non-malignant tumors. That is, non-cancerous fatty tumors. You know, if half the rat's diet was the study, is saccharin, you know, over a year, which is, you know, basically the rat's life, it might get some tumors in its urinary tract. The studies show you give aspartame to rats, man, within weeks, these things are dead in the bottom of the cage. So what do? They come out and know all that about the aspartame. Don't put a label on it, but put a label on saccharin, which you could basically gobble by the bucket load, and it's not going to do anything to you. It's like eating dirt or something. It's just not... Oh, boy. And see, I've just spent 3 minutes on that, and I've literally... I'm not exaggerating. I've probably got 100 articles here that I wanted to... I spent so many hours this weekend researching these, looking at them, and then I get on air, and I'm just like, how do I even try to... So, you know what? I won't speed up. I won't get upset. I won't babble through it. I'll just cover what I can cover. On this day 2 years ago, missing Iraqi expert body found. A body believed to be that of government scientist Dr. David Kelly has been found in a woodland area not far from Oxfordshire home. The discovery was made at 9:20 by a member of the police team called in to search for Dr. David Kelly after his family reported him missing last night. Dr. David Kelly had been at the center of an argument between the British government and the BBC about the use of intelligence reports in the run-up to the war against Iraq. He accused the government of inserting a claim into a dossier that Saddam Hussein was capable of developing weapons of mass destruction within 45 minutes. And boy, the day he was found dead, they were saying it was a suicide. But of course, a couple weeks before, he told his American counterpart, who he'd been an inspector with in Iraq, and he told his British counterpart, if I don't keep my mouth shut, they're going to kill me and dump me in the woods. You know, that's like if I got up on air and said, I'm about to release news that they're probably going to kill me over it. And I even said, I've been told I'll be killed and it'll be a fake auto accident. And then tonight I die in a fake auto accident. And there's all this evidence of foul play. You know, let's say I get run over and then the person backs back over me. Like so many microbiologists. And, you know, would the police then investigate murder? It's like Princess Diana. She said, we now have the video which Scotland Yard grabbed. We have her own diary. We have that. And she told her bodyguards this. We have like 5 different sources. She said, Charles told me he's going to kill me and it's going to look like a auto accident. Please save me. If he does kill me, he did it. And then she dies in that tunnel and all the evidence shows they killed her. That takes an hour to go over that evidence. We have a whole archive on Infowars.com and Infowars.net. And, I mean, these people say they're going to kill me. You know, they come out and say, they're going to kill me. They're going to kill me. This is how they're going to kill me. And then they kill them. I mean, he had one undigested sleeping pill in his stomach. And they claim that he really died of that because there wasn't enough blood at the scene from his wrist. A small puddle, they said about an inch around. Just a few driblets, you know, that had begun to sanguinate out onto the ground. That clearly hauled him out there, folks. Just like Vince Foster. Ron Brown. The Army colonel that did the autopsy said Ron Brown had been shot in the head, but he was called a conspiracy theorist by the New York Times.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of the U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now, and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
A mass of news here. FBI monitored websites for 2004 protest. Groups criticize agency surveillance for terror unit. Also using the terror attacks in London. Terror laws face easy ride in climate of cooperation. Thanks, Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda. It's full steam ahead for the EU Constitution, even after no votes. So we're winning the battle of the hearts and minds, but we're now learning that we're in a dictatorship because whether it's NAFTA, GATT, any of this, they don't do what the people want. They just do whatever they want. But let's go to calls because the people have been holding patiently. Jeff in Ohio, then Kevin, Tim, Rabishu, Brian, and others. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, God bless, Alex. Just had a few points I wanted to make real quick and then let you comment on them. I found out recently through a very close person to me that Pacific Northwest Laboratories up in Washington State is actually proselytizing people to create false Al-Qaeda websites through Homeland Security. So now they're not even using their corporations to put these up, but they're hiring people outside of the company to build these false websites. And the cover story is that they need to build false websites so that they can train their agents not to cruise around on Arab websites and damage their security clearances. Second point.
Well, let me stop you right there. For those that don't know, in every case with the chopping the heads off or the torture or Al-Qaeda taking credit, it always leads back to Laneley, Virginia, or it leads back to Maryland, or it leads back to Houston, or it leads back to other neocon computers. I mean, as the direct sites loading this stuff up, and you're saying that, I mean, do you have an article on this, or does this come from your friends?
No, this is personal knowledge. I know the person.
And, of course, that's the cover story. I mean, that's classic. This is just for drills. This is just so we can train our employees what to not assert. Yeah, I understand. Yes.
Yeah. Second point, quickly, I also checked up on the national ID slot in the ATF computers. I have somebody who's on the inside there, and they said that was in way before 9/11. So I confirmed that.
Well, have you seen the video we put on the website we have from the Texas Department of Transportation with the national ID card code number already in the computers?
Yeah, and then the big
long
one.
Long before they passed it.
Yeah, it's insane. And the big one I wanted to release to you, I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but I actually heard Sean Hannity on his radio show right before they went to a break so that he could release the information and then not discuss it, admit that the four bombers came from a government-funded front group in London, and the government had paid and funded the Al-Qaeda front group that they were brought into Al-Qaeda through in London, and I wanted to hear your comment on that.
Well, that's the truth, but I mean, am I in a time warp or something? When did you hear Hannity say that?
That was actually Friday on his show, about mid-broadcast.
And what article, I mean, did he say what publication?
No, he just spit it out on the air right before they went to a break, and then that was all he said about it. But he said, you know, oh, yeah, he said, you know, the four bombers were, you know, brought into Al-Qaeda through a government-funded Al-Qaeda front group. And then he never made any comment about it after that. It's like, how close...
Well, for those that don't know, this is how it works. The top Al-Qaeda are CIA, and then they go around finding useful idiot Muslims to carry out real attacks, but those are mainly in the Middle East. And then over here in the West, they will just have other agents who think they're part of drills on 9/11. That's covered in my film, Martial Law, and that's clearly what happened here. So it's the same M.O. over and over again. I wish somebody could find that clip and send it to me.
If I get a chance to grab that, I definitely will. I will say one thing that you've taught us, that whatever the globalists say that Al-Qaeda is doing is what they're doing, and they always talk about chatter. And I am just terrified right now. The chatter on television, and I watch a lot of television, the chatter on television right now is unbelievable as to people claiming nuclear attack on the United States.
I know, that's all everybody is saying. It's just wall to wall. They snuck them across the southern border. They're going to nuke us any minute. We better give up all our freedoms. And whether it's going to happen 6 months from now or 10 years from now, the globalists are planning some type of event to radically re-engineer the society. If there's a nuclear attack, giving our rights up doesn't keep us safe. Controlling the border, deporting the illegal aliens, that keeps us safe, but that's never going to happen. You watch, my friend, after the nuclear attack, we're going to have an even wider open border with a UN security perimeter around North America itself. And you'll be an evil liberal if you criticize the government's open border policies. But whether they're going to carry out an attack or not, this is terrorism. They're terrorizing us, going, you're going to get it. You're going to get it. You're going to get it. You're going to get it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized products from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy fields should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269. And experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water. Or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, we're going to go back to your calls here in a moment, but I need to get into this article. It's on the London Telegraph today. It's full steam ahead for EU Constitution, even after no votes. You may have got the impression that the European Constitution was dead, that the French had felled it, that the Dutch had pounded a stake through its heart. If so, think again. The Constitution is being implemented clause by clause as if the no votes had not happened. While British ministers shudder on about the document being in deep freeze, other countries are plunging ahead with ratification. Since the no votes, three nations, Cyprus, Malta, and Luxembourg, have gone on to approve the text. All right, these may not be the three mightiest powers in Europe, but the endorsement means that 13 of the 25 members have now said yes. The Eurocrats see this number as enormously significant. It is a strong signal that a majority of the member states think that the Constitution correlates to their expectations, said the Commission President José Manuel Barroso on hearing that Luxembourg had ratified, quote, the Constitution is not dead, added the Grand Duchy's Prime Minister, Jean-Claude Juncker. The European Parliament has duly set up a committee to look at how to proceed with implementation. Formal ratification by all 25 states is regarded in Brussels as a technicality. To all intents and purposes, the EU is carrying on as though the Constitution was already in force. Most of the institution that is would be authorized are either up and running already or in the process of being established. My research has produced the following non-exhaustive list. The European Space Command, the EU Criminal Code, the European Defense Agency, the Common Asylum Policy, the Mutual Defense Clause, which replicates NATO's Article 5, the External Border Agency, again, Continental Security Force, the Fundamental Rights Agency, the Knee Monitoring Center for Racism and Xenophobia, that's the Thought Crime Group, Anonymous Autonomous Politico-Military Command Structures, the European External Action Service, the EU Diplomatic Corps, the EU Prosecuting Magistrate and Magistracy, the Union Foreign Minister, that sickly socialist Javier Solano, the Charter of Fundamental Rights, which then again says you have no rights under its charter. And it goes, whenever a chunk of the Constitution comes before my committee in the European Parliament for approval, I ask, where is the existing treaty? Does it say that we have to do this? Where does it say we can't? Replies my Federalist colleagues, giggling at their own cleverness, like Mr. Toad and the Wind and the Willows. Pressed for proper answer, they point to flimsy cat's cradle of summit communiques, council resolutions, and commission press releases. The more honest of them go on to explain that this is how the EU has always been operated. First, it extends its justification into a new area, and then, often years later, it authorizes its power grab in a retrospective treaty. The 25 member governments, they argue, have endorsed the Constitution so far. This is written by a member of the European Parliament who's British. I really don't know, you know, how to belabor the point properly. I mean, I could talk for hours about this. We have an unelected private state board that has unelected people on it, but the state passes a law saying that they give it authority, and then it's openly run. The wives and husbands of all the members sit on the boards of the private toll companies, literally. I mean, it's a revolving door of corruption. And they just say we're putting transponders in all the IDs and all of the inspection stickers, and all the major roads are going to be toll roads, ha, 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 ha. And if you don't like it, you can just, you know, go straight to Hades. And then, luckily, we did shoot it down at the state level when they tried to get the law passed for the transponder, but still the cities are moving ahead to put the transponder readers in, And they just laugh at us and say, you can't unelect us. Again, when you hear about regionalization and we're working with other counties around us to cut back on the cost. Why, if 5 counties or 10 counties pool their cost, why, then your taxes will go down. Okay, that regionalization started 25 years ago. Have your taxes gone down? About, 20% of the country's gotten rid of its sheriffs. The local chartered city, which literally, folks, you can go out to the middle of nowhere, get people to move there, a few hundred, and start your own city. You can appoint yourself mayor, appoint a police chief, and your police chief can go out and start writing tickets. You can have one cop. And he can sit there, and if he finds a marijuana cigarette, he can take that Cadillac, and you can drive it around as the mayor, and you can turn yourself into a petty viceroy, even have yourself a pink throne if you want to sit on it, and make people feed you bonbons. That's what Sheriff Arpaio's done. By the way, he got caught 3 weeks ago. This is the Arizona Republic. We've created a Watch Arpaio section, and I noticed it hadn't been updated with this. Not only is he out, you know, running his car through businesses, he's so hopped up on whatever, power or whatever he's on. Now he wanted to act like he was under terror attack. So he can have checkpoints on all the major roads and surveil, and openly he wants to search everyone. And he's like a god or something, and he was caught. They found a 19-year-old kid, and they admittedly went and set him up, and the sheriff's deputies posed, and they said, let's build a bomb and bomb Arpaio. And the kid wouldn't do it, but they still got him talking about it, and so they busted the kid and railroaded him, and then Arpaio got to talk about how they were trying to pipe bomb him and how he's under Al-Qaeda attack. The guy drives around with a driver in a giant armored limousine. And one of my friends, Kevin Booth, went in there making a documentary, and Arpaio had let him in his prison for like a whole day. And Arpaio literally is stumbling around going, you know how powerful I am? Well, we've had him on here before. The guy's just totally nuts. And he'll fall. They always fall. He'll get so crazy, he'll start walking around naked in his front yard or something. You know, I mean, this is how power works, folks. He'll finally go just complete. You know what? As an example of this, I ought to move to some little town, you know, that's not incorporated, that's got like 100 residents, convince them all of how great I am. I could do this. And maybe even admit to them it's going to be a test. And then get our own cop and just literally have like a slave pen. We put people in who, you know, get pulled over for speeding. And we could have them all as basically as our slaves. And then videotape that and use that as a microcosm of the rest of the country. And you know, if people doubted my authority and power, I could wear a giant crown and wear a huge cape with all these badges. I could have like 100 badges on my chest proving my authority. You know, my signets. You know, that's all government is. They wear fancy uniforms and fancy hats and lots of medallions and symbols. You know why they did that? Because they found 3,000 years ago, people wouldn't listen to you. You come along and say, I'm your ruler. People wouldn't do that if you were just dressed normally. But if they found if you wore a big magic hat and had people tooting horns whenever you arrived, let me grovel before you. All right, you see, I'm ranting. The point here is that the EU, there is no law. It's they do what they want when they want. They're arresting people who criticize French produce. They're arresting farmers who won't take GM foods. They're arresting people who criticize the government. They're taking private property. They're forcibly drugging. It's hellish. And they don't even have these authorities. They just claim these. See, that's what tyranny is. It's some group of people that have a group of hired thugs who say they're the government and strutting around with machine guns, and they know that you're waking up to them, so they carry out a few terror attacks, blame some patsies who all conveniently die, and then you'll give over your freedom to them because they're going to take good care of you. Oh, you don't want to be in Iraq. Well, we better fight them over there instead of over here. All right, I'm going quickly. Each caller gets just about a minute or so because people have been holding too long. Kevin in Tennessee, go ahead.
Thanks, Alex. It's an honor to talk to you. Last night on our local Fox affiliate, they ran a real brief 3-minute piece on a ban, 16 illegal immigrants, no documentation whatsoever, from Mexico and Brazil, who were detained for maybe an hour and a half and then released completely. Nothing done whatsoever. Could not believe.
Well, sir, it's like a cruise ship of old. There's three different classes, first class, second class, and steerage. And citizens are in steerage. We're down in the bottom, sleeping on mats on top of crates of goods. And then second class, and I'm serious when I say this, is illegal aliens. It's part of the open border system. They give them all this free welfare and housing loans and as an incentive to get them here. And then first class is police, government officials, authorities. You know, we're just the servants. And then there's a super class above first class, royalty or sovereigns. And that's the government gods.
It's like 1984.
Well, listen, the feds are telling that police chief up in Maine, there's another one in Connecticut, their towns are being taken over by illegal aliens, and so they started arresting them, and the feds won't come get them, even when they're felons. So the police chief is charging them with trespassing. And now the ACLU and Mesha and La Raza and La Reconquistas and, you know, Alberto Gonzalez, they're all real upset right now. But all that aside, folks, how is there a war on terror, and you got a thumb scan at the Disney World, and you got to have cameras on your street corner, and you got to have this database watching you, and we got to have the FBI spying on all the mainstream political parties, but the border's wide open, huh? Huh?
Man,
sorry, go ahead. I'll shut up.
No, you're fine. They, at the end of that little news bite there, they gave a note that why weren't they detained or deported or anything? We'll have news at 11. No news ran at 11, and no other affiliate even touched the story. Complete blackout on it.
Sir, the Houston Chronicle last year, headline, 400,000 felons released, and then later admitted, oh, they're illegal aliens. 400,000 in Texas, and the state just, look, sir, they are actually gods. Do you understand that? They actually do whatever they want. They're allowed to have 10 to an apartment. If you do, you're kicked out right next door to them. They're given all these free city housing loans. They get, in most states, double tuition that citizens get. Do you understand, sir, there is an they get no taxes for 10 years. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
They get everything.
Well, if you don't have a social or whatever is required to get a job, how would you pay the taxes in the first place if you're illegal?
It's all selectively enforced, though. You can't get that job, though. I mean, folks, now as a citizen, to get on a plane or to get in many cases when they spot, you know, 3-4 forms of identification. Oh, you got to go back and do something? You still
me?
There, Kevin?
I'm here.
Go ahead and finish up your points.
Oh, that was actually it. That's all I had, and I thank you for letting me get in there.
God bless you, my friend. Thanks for holding. Tim in Ohio. Go ahead, Tim.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Welcome.
I just wanted to read something by everyone here, and maybe it will help them as they try to get other people to wake up. There's a really serious psychological phenomenon, I think I've talked to you about it before, called cognitive dissonance.
Well, yeah, it's where you have your view, you're invested in this political view, this societal view, and you're going to defend it no matter what.
Exactly, yeah. I think that's the biggest hurdle that all of us that are out there in the field trying to wake people up come across. You know, I might be wrong, but, you know, I come to people and they go, oh, no, that would never happen here. You know, you hear the same old things over and over and over when you're putting piles and piles and piles of evidence directly in front of their faces. And that's a theory of cognitive dissonance. And isn't that right out of Tavistock Institute?
It is.
I noticed, too, that one of the bombings they described as near Tavistock Square in London.
Yes.
Very interesting. And two other things real quickly. I noticed in Dealey Plaza, where President Kennedy was assassinated, and I noticed in your martial law 9/11 movie that they showed the aerial, and both overlooking the area of Ground Zero and the area of Dealey Plaza, they have that one building that has the silver pyramid with the black capstone on it.
Well, that's their symbol. Thanks for the call. They always put that.
All right.
Oh, that's with Diana, with every other killing they commit, they put a black obelisk there. Let's go to Rombiki, I believe, in Texas. Rabishu. Am I pronouncing that right?
It's just a fake name I use online, but yeah. Anyway,
let's just call you Possum Belly then. Call in and give us an easy name, brother.
My name is Bogus. That's my name.
Okay, Bogus Possum. Go ahead.
I first off wanted to apologize for overreacting in reference to your comments about my friend Dimebag Darrell back in December. Second off, I just wanted to say I just seen your film, Martial Law, Saturday. I showed it to a whole bunch of my friends. I want to thank you for the wake-up call. And third off, I want to use some clips from some of your films and my band's music as, you know, we call it info metal.
Yeah, go ahead.
Thanks.
That's it, huh? Just calling in for that. Brian in Florida. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, Alex.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
U.S. plans nuclear attack on Iran. Comments on that?
Well, our government has been planning for a nuclear attack on Iran, and that's why they're hyping the nuclear threat to us. Well, we're under threat, so we better nuke them. Well, we were under threat. Kissinger, don't exclude military action against Iran if negotiations fail.
Former Secretary of State Henry A. Kissinger, in a wide-ranging discussion of foreign policy issues, says he is disturbed at the possibility that Iran will develop nuclear weapons, know-how.
And Cookie Monster went on to say, if current negotiations to stem Tehran's nuclear program fail, in fact, he says, Iran's program is more worrisome than the crisis of North Korea's nuclear weapons, and that if things aren't changed, we may have to attack.
Well, downwind nations aren't going to settle for that. They're not going to settle for fallout all over their country and contaminate the soil and whatnot.
Kissinger went on to say, look at July 7th. Look, we've been hit by terrorists. See? If diplomacy fails.
All right. Thanks, Alex.
Thank you for the... anything else?
Can you comment about China, rising China, and military buildup?
Well, let's not worry about them or the illegal aliens. Let's just search housewives at checkpoints.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive, but it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long, for over 2 weeks on a single set of 4 AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of 4 small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, Ph.D. only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on the subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the 3 foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food only from Mother Earth Minerals Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
How I feel. I mean, I'm always about facts and information, but you know how I feel. It's like a joke. It's like I'm putting on a murder prosecution, and I got video of the person committing the murder from 5,000 angles. I've got a football stadium full of witnesses. The murderer admits they committed the murder. I've got all this evidence, and then there's still some people who are denying it. But really, most people know, if you really talk to them, that the globalists are bad, that our government is evil, but they'll say, ah, so what? What are you going to do? I mean, are we just resigned to the government putting poison in our food, our water, our vaccines, saying they can take our private property, raising our taxes all the time, getting rid of America's sovereignty, putting us into an international body? But because George Bush is in office, everything must be okay because he's got an R before his name? I mean, I'm angry. And I feel like I'm just, a lot of times here with all this evidence, I mean, it's just like I've, it's overkill. I mean, for some of you out there that are hearing this and are in denial, I don't know what's wrong with you. I mean, you should be very upset. You should be very worried. Especially people with children. I mean, none of us are safe with these psychopaths running this global government, this military-industrial complex. None of us are safe while they're in control of it. And we're never going to set about turning things around and defeating this world tyranny until we get past the phony left-right paradigm and realize that the global overlords are masters of giving us false choices. I mean, I want my Second Amendment back. I don't want 50 million aborted babies. I don't want open borders. I don't want to have a trans-NAFTA highway. I don't want illegal aliens to have more rights than citizens. I don't want gun control. I don't want a national draft. I don't want to invade innocent Muslim countries. The globalists are going to keep carrying out terror. We're going to keep giving up more of our liberty, and it's going to get worse and worse until we wake up to who's behind it. Who has the motive? We've had a war on illiteracy, there's more illiteracy. A war on drugs, there's more drugs. And more people in prison. Folks, we're going to have a war on terror now. Look out. This is about a powerful elite making you their slaves and doing horrible things to you because they enjoy it. Because they are the elite. They see themselves as the rightful rulers because they are ruthless. They see us that have a conscience and love our families as weak. Now, I say they're weak. They're a cancer. They've given in to evil. They're destroying the entire species, and they're destroying civilization. So stuff's going to get worse, folks. I just hope you know that. And I hope you realize that, and I hope you know who to blame as it gets worse. I'm so sick of seeing the murdering killers stand up there as our saviors in these press conferences. I mean, it's disgusting. It's more than I can handle. And you know in your guts I'm telling the truth. Before I end this broadcast, if you want a tool to wake up your friends and family, if you want a tool that will inform, if you want a tool to expose the New World Order, then my videos are it. And Road to Tyranny and Martial Law are both good videos. They really will wake people up. They show you who carried out the attacks. Martial Law is my best work. I'm actually proud of it. I hope you'll go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to get it off the secure, safe shopping cart. Or I hope you'll call right now and get the videos. 1-888-253-3139. You can also call that number and get the mailing address. 888-253-3139. Or you can go to PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day, my weekly TV reports, all my films, a bunch of books and other videos, PrisonPlanet.tv. God bless you all. Stand up for humanity.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.